you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, May 8th, 2017, and I have four themes with companion music to share with you this morning. And we're going to jump right in as I've timed out these songs, and I'll just have enough time to play them in its entirety and give you a few updates. But today's topics are the Great Singing Men concert this past Saturday in Monticello, some good preaching on Sunday, a fabulous Israel trip reunion luncheon, and hummingbird sightings. So we'll have some companion music to highlight these topics. But first, as people came out to the Singing Men concert, which, by the way, the guys sounded great and did so very well, people in attendance filled out Voice of Listener Radio surveys. And so in the next couple days, expect some gifts in the mail. And the winners are Tom Farrar from Monticello, Lawrence Kroll from Clinton, Illinois, and Elena Gillespie. Looks like she might be 9 years old. I don't think she could be married. Maybe that's her parent, Darren Gillespie. Oh, here we go. Mom is Janine, something like that. Well, anyways, we'll get some gifts sent out to you. And to celebrate the great job that the Singing Men did, here's Days of Elijah with soloist Vic Chrisman on the beginning and end of this great song, one of our favorites, off our most recent CD titled Holy, Holy, Holy. Here's Days of Elijah by the Singing Men of GNN with soloist Vic Chrisman.
I don't know how many of you have thought about the end times, but we believe that we are in the final days of grace. May this song help to motivate you to celebrate the Lord's return, Days of Elijah.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert crying,
to believe, and out of Zion till salvation comes. It's a year of Jubilee, and out of Zion till salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun, as the trumpets call in your eyes. It's a year of Jubilee, and out of Zion till salvation comes. Lift your voice, it's a year of Jubilee, and out of Zion till salvation comes.
Days of Elijah.
Classic song. We love singing that. And Vic does such a great job on the solo work. We sang that this past Saturday at the Forest Preserve Park in Monticello, Illinois, and we appreciated all the folks that came out. Even though it was a little chilly, the guys did great, and all in attendance surely appreciated it. Well, this next song, Jehovah Jireh, sung by Dr. Barrington Coleman and his wife Cynthia, was recorded about 18 years ago at one of our Great News Radio banquets. And so this is recorded live on my little DAT player, and I'm sharing it with you because on Sunday, Pastor Herb Coates of the Madison Avenue Free Methodist Church preached on the many names of God. And so this covers a few of them. So enjoy this live recording of Jehovah Jireh by Dr. Barrington Coleman and his wife, Cynthia. And Barrington was our first Singing Men director from May of 1999, when we began the Singing Men of GNN for about the first 5 to 7 years.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, you
Come on, sing Jehovah Shammah with me. Jehovah Shammah. Say that again. More than enough.
Just love that song. You can really get into a time of worship singing along. Well, this next song, because we had our Israel trip reunion, we gathered at the Chinatown Buffet in Champaign, reminisced about our trip back in the February-March area a few months back. Vibrant conversations, trip memories, and what God's been doing in our lives since the trip were excitingly discussed. And so here's On Holy Ground by John Starnes to celebrate the transformational work that God did in all of our pilgrims' hearts as we journeyed the land of the book.
As I walked through the door, I sensed his presence, and I knew this was a place where God abounds. For this is the temple, Jehovah God abides here. We are standing in his presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. And I know there is joy beyond all measure, and at his feet, peace of mind can still be found. So if you have a need, I know God has the answer. Oh, just reach out and claim it. Child, you're standing on holy ground. We are
Some have asked, Mark, do you have any dates for any trips to Israel in 2018? And we're really praying it up, even considering maybe two different trips, one a teaching and tour trip, and one with a focus on mission work. And so just tentatively, we're thinking maybe the spring and the fall, but we'll see how God leads on that. But more to certainly say in the days ahead as it becomes clear how God would lead that. But we'll close out with a fun song. As I mentioned on the front end of the program, hummingbird sightings are happening. Get that nectar out. Here's Johnny Erickson Tada and some children with a fun song titled, If Animals Are in Heaven.
All right, now, fellas, this is our big moment. Don't get nervous. Everybody's got a part. Just do it like we practice. No, I told you there's no dog solos. All right. Now, Chicky, let's start that rhythm thing. That's it. That's good. Where's our bass? Floyd, either you join us or we're having bacon. That's more like it. All right. Yeah. Now you're starting to sound like something here. Hey, somebody get the label on the phone. This is working. I got an idea. Roll with me on this. What sound really good right here would be the voices of little children.
The animals are in heaven.
Yeah.
I can hardly wait to hear their heavenly hallelujahs ringing loud and clear. They're mooing and neighing. Every creature saying, give God praise in the most amazing ways.
The lions would roar.
You're on, Leo. Perfect.
Oh, the kitty cats purr.
Right in the mic, kitty. That's it.
The kangaroos would hop around and worship with some wonderful words.
Making sounds you probably never, ever heard.
Hey, Grumpy, what are you doing?
Hi, Sully. A little song with some friends.
Wow.
The animals are in heaven. I can hardly wait to hear their heavenly hallelujahs ringing loud and clear. They're mooing and neighing. Every creature say, give God praise in the most amazing ways.
The grizzly would growl.
Perfect.
The coyotes howl.
Orangutans would really swing. You'd chuckle if you'd hear them sing.
Praises to their maker, the king of everything.
Oh, you know what would sound really good right here? Narration.
Now make a joyful sound, all you creatures here above. Lift your voice, jump up and down. Sing God a song of love.
All right, boys, you're sounding great. Let's bring this baby in for a landing. Here we go.
If the animals are in heaven, if I can hardly wait to hear their heavenly hallelujahs ringing loud and clear.
If
they're mooing and neighing, every creature saying, give God praise in the most amazing ways.
That's it. Give God praise in the most amazing ways. If.
Well, I can't positively answer the question if animals are in heaven, but it's a fun song by Johnny Erickson Tada and Children, and I sure hope so and believe that God will have in heaven the representation of all sorts of creatures and things. But it's a fun song to share with you to launch into this new week. Marianne Offenstein will be in the studio tomorrow to share some more out of her book, Memories of an African Son, so be sure to tune in at the same time for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.